The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look at some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Board Game Man, and this is your news for the week of January 17th, 2022. It's another interesting week for news because it combines some cancellations, some great games coming to the U.S., and also a bunch of games or new versions of games targeted at kids or families, which seems to be kind of a continuing theme from last year where we got more lighter and family and kids games. It could be mainly because gatherings as a whole are still down and publishers are leaning towards catering to the family gaming to sell some copies for the whole family to stay home. Anyway, let's get on it because I got a ton of Kickstarters too. Like I said, Kickstarter was a little slow last time, but it is picked up quite a bit right now. First up, Portal Publishing will be distributing Granos Publishing's Gutenberg. This will be coming to the U.S. and other places about mid this year. It's for 1 to 4 players, ages 14 and up. It's kind of a medium to heavier weight Euro. It plays in 1 to 2 hours. It's going to retail for about $70. This is a pretty interesting one because it's got some really cool bits. It's about kind of type making here. It's 1 to 4 people, 1 to 4 players, which players will play as pioneers of the printing of the 15th century. By carrying out orders, they will build their wealth and fame by improving their printing workshops and gaining the support of patrons they'll develop in a production capacity. So this has got some really cool stuff where it's simultaneous action selection. Obviously, it's got a solo version. It's got some auction bidding, like I mentioned, but it's got this really cool kind of wheel or kind of, this mechanism where you got these gears that kind of go around. So games like Zolkin and others that have the gear thing really are very, very cool. And I really kind of dig those kind of things. So this one, Gutenberg, will be out soon in the U.S. and I cannot wait. I'm going to grab a copy of this one from the publisher and I'll have to report back on a Discord channel. Next up, Grand Gamers Guild is releasing another one of their kind of holiday hijinks games where they're escape room, 18-card escape rooms in a little package. This one's a Valentine's Day themed. It's an 18-card escape room game called Cupid's Caper. I'll put a link up for this one so you can get in on this one to pre-order and get it before Valentine's Day. But this is the Cupid Crisis. Again, this is by Grand Gamers Guild. It's a real, real fun game. I played just about every one of these. The Kringle Caper is great. The Independence Incident, the Pumpkin Problem, they're all amazingly cool family weight type escape room, small escape room games. And then you can just kind of tuck them away and give them to somebody once you're done with them there. Thames and Cosmos is up next. They've got their next exit game. Speaking of escape room games, it's going to feature a jigsaw puzzle kind of mechanism. This one is Exit Nightfall Manor. This one will be out in March of this year. Be about $25 to $30. I think they dabbled a bit in the jigsaw thing last year in one of those exit games. But this one seems to really be leaning into that mechanism for this release because I think they said it has 4 different puzzles that you'll be putting together for this particular exit series. So, and the exit series, of course, is excellent if you like those escape room type games. Now, next was you're going to stick with Thames and Cosmos. Switch and Signal. This is a family co-op train game, which will be out Q2 or Q3 of this year, this summer, basically. It's going to be about an hour to play and is about $50 when it comes out. It's interesting to see how you can kind of do a family train game and make it co-op. So basically what it looks like is that you're trying to get all the different trains at certain times across the map to come in when they're supposed to. So they say it's relaxed at first, and then the more trains that are put on a game board, the tighter it gets because there's a lot of traffic that is going to be out there. Have you set the courses correctly? Is the train on the right route? Is it a signal green? So it'll be interesting to want to keep an eye on once it does come out for the family. Again, this is about a lighter to medium weight co-op game for 2 to 4 players designed by David Thompson. Now, next up, there's a 3D type game. So after last year's Holy Festival of Colors from Floodgate Games, we now see another cool looking 3D game. This is from the OP. They're going to be releasing Mountains Out of Molehills. This kind of has this dual layer or two tier board design, kind of like Holy had. This one is going to be releasing next month for about $40. It's pretty cool. It lasts over six rounds and has different phases. So you're going to be drafting cards and face up from the market to have a hand. And then you're going to be moving moles around on a bottom layer. And then you're going to be making molehill pieces from the bottom to the top above them. So you're going to try to, get more points that way. Has, again, a nice little drafting mechanism to it. But it's another light one, another light family-looking game. 2 to 4 players, plays about an hour, like I said, very light. This is by Patrick Marino and Jim DiCamillo. So check that one out as well. Asmodee will release Arientis, which is from Cranio Creations in the U.S., and this one will be next month for about $50. This one is the Leo Colavini game I mentioned a while back. It's a reprint of his older game, Carolus Magnus, but again, this is looks like it's more accessible, and it lists eight years old and up, but the art reflects more of a family style since they're looking at that. It seems like they're looking into that market too, but Cranio Creations is more usually known for their heavier Euro, kind of really brain-burning Euro game. But this one looks very cool. Again, the art has it more of a family game, 2 to 4 players, and only plays in about 30 minutes. So that's right in that alley. So what they say is, hidden by the soft, cloudy whiteness is a world where floating islands are home to great schools for young magical creatures from five realms. Cute little red dragons, clumsy pink fairies, spiteful yellow gnomes, and small blue unicorns and green frogs who dream of becoming princesses show up at the gates of schools with the hope of being admitted to the great halls and being able to admire the famous professors of their realm. So again, Arientis looks very, very cool. Leo Colavini puts out some good games. It says it's got a area majority, some hand management, and kind of you're taking different pieces out of the kind of that whole world universe, and that's what will trigger the end game. But you can be building your towers. Really, really, really cute looking game there. But I think since it is kind of Leo Colavini, you'll probably have a little easy to learn, difficult to master type game there. So again, with more kids and family themes, we've got Wolfgang Warsch and Schmidt Spiel. He's going to be turning two of his great games that I think they both were either nominated or won Spiel from a few years ago, and turning them into family or kids games. So they've got Quacks and Company, which is the translation of the German version. This is going to be a family version of Quacks of Quedlinburg. So where you're trying to, it's kind of a race type theme where you're trying to feed, by pulling things out of bag, kind of like Quacks, you'll be pulling food out of bag, and you're going to try to push your luck and ride your mount to victory and claim the golden cauldron. It's going to be a little bit easier, not quite pressure luck for it. It seems like you're going to have different chits that you're going to be able to pull out, and that'll kind of bring you, and then there'll be different phases of the round depending on what you pull out, and you're not necessarily going to lose everything like you would push your luck in Quacks, but you're going to be definitely going to be slowing down or trying to build the best bag for you in the race. Then there's another one that's called it implements Ganshan Clever, which was That's Pretty Clever, Ganshan Clever. And this one's going to be called, it's going to just be called Also Clever. It's a family version of, like I said, the great roll and write. So this is going to be a family or kids and family weight roll and write game. So this is kind of like Ganshan Clever. Someone's going to roll a certain amount of dice, and this one is going to be five. And then you're going to use a certain amount of them with the same color or same background of there, and then you're going to be crossing off things, and then other dice that are left over, the other people will get to use on your turn, and on their turn, you'll be able to do the same thing. So everybody gets something kind of during the different turns. So you've got a nice, cool roll and write. I'm not sure what these will be and when exactly they'll be out, but they'll be coming out sometime later this year. Unexpected Games will be releasing Voices in My Head sometime or in the next month or two. This will be $40. Now, Unexpected Games is that company formed by Corey Kanitsa, who used to be a Fantasy Flight Games. And this game is a really cool looking courtroom type game where you're kind of playing cards and such in order to kind of, obviously if you're the prosecution, trying to get somebody guilty, or you're trying to get them off by playing cards if you're playing the other way. So this is a 3 to 6 player game, plays in about 1 to 2 hours is what they say. And it says each round a prosecutor plays a trial card to present evidence and call witnesses or grill the guy in a stand. Players are then trying to control guy's actions by deploying control markers and a three-dimensional game board representing his brain. And then the actions will sway the jury different ways, and ultimately determine whether he gets free or sent to prison. There's another really cool kind of jury set card game that I mentioned last year. It was called Lawyer Up. This one was by Mike Nade and Sam Bailey from Rock Manor Games. So this looks very cool. I kind of like this whole idea of trials in games and playing cards to determine to sway the jury and such. So check this one out. Again, it'll be $40. It'll be real soon coming out. A couple of quick con cancellations before we get into digital and Kickstarter. New York Toy Fair and Spiel in Mice, basically, that is Nuremberg Toy Fair, from the show, have both been canceled. This is right after Spiel in Mice has announced that they acquired Spiel, or the Essenspiel show, which is basically the largest European board game convention. So it's hard to say, after we got some cons back last year with lowered attendance, if we're going to go back into some more cancellations again this year. So this will be something we'll have to keep an eye on, because more and more cons as of late seem to be canceling or different shows. So we'll see how this goes on and how this one affects. So the first digital news in a while, Maracaibo, which is an absolute Alex Pfister game, one of my favorite games of the last couple of years as far as heavy Euros go. They released on iOS and Google Play, $7.99 on both. I've played this one a whole bunch solo on the app over this past weekend, because it has this campaign mode, just like the regular game, where there's kind of a story mode, or you can just play it, basically just play it solo as a regular game. But a game that normally plays in 2 to 3 hours, man, this one plays in, you can play, knock out a game in 10 to 20 minutes at most. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing implementation, and $7.99 isn't a great deal for this implementation. I'm not sure if it ended up on Steam or not, but usually if it's on iOS, usually they'll get it released on Steam, and if it's that kind of price, you can't go wrong on there. I'm going to go real quick on these Kickstarters, because I'm going a little bit long here today. First up is Final Girl Series 2. This is from Van Ryder Games, AJ Porfirio and Van Ryder Games. This is kind of the next evolution of Hostage Negotiator. So they had the first series or first season of Final Girl. This is a really cool solo game, highly thematic, basically based on a lot of these kind of horror movies and such, and kind of fighting back. You're the final girl left in a horror movie and fighting back there. Really, really cool game. It's not a whole lot. I think it's about, you can pick out a few for $20, or you can get in on it for $40 for Final Girl Color Box and a feature film box. A lot of different levels there that you can get in on. As of this recording, about 2 weeks to go, and it's over $1 million. Congratulations to Van Ryder Games. They do such great games. It's really good to see them successful with this one here. So that's Final Girl Series 2. Again, I'll have a link, as always, to all of these in the show notes. Next up, we got Viscounts, Gates of Gold, and Keeper of Keys. This is for Viscounts of the West Kingdom. These are two expansions. I don't know why they didn't just put it into one box. That's such weird things sometimes with these publishers. But you have these two expansions that you can buy pretty much a la carte. And you can also get a big box to put the base game and all of these in there as well. So these, again, are expansions there. You can pledge about $70 to $75. And again, this pledge does not include the base game, but this gives you Gates of Gold, Keeper of Keys, and a Viscounts Collector's Box. There's a kind of an all-in pledge, which is $378 that has Paladins Collector's Box, Cap Paladins of West Kingdom. It has all sorts of crazy stuff in there. So check that out. You can get a lot of things a la carte on there, where you can get either just one of the expansions or one of the other expansion, or both with the thing. So there's all sorts of things to go. This is well funded, over almost $500,000 with about a week to go. I have not played Viscounts of West Kingdom, but I do like the other West Kingdom games. The Architects of West Kingdom and Paladins of West Kingdom are both excellent games. And all this series seems to be very, very good. Next up, Adorablins, very hard to say the way it is. So this is an adorable pocket-sized storytelling game. This looks pretty cool. Kind of another one of these mint tin type games where you're kind of dealing out the different Adorablins, and then somebody's going to be kind of the director. And it's basically just a storytelling game. So you'll have different characters to play, and then you'll have companions. And then you're kind of, as you're telling stories and working your different characters into there, you'll have to talk about certain things, and the narrator has different cards, has different places of things, you know, different types of items that you'll have to hit in your stories to be able to go on. So this is one of those really cool kind of filler games, or family filler games, where, you know, maybe you're waiting on dinner or waiting online at the airport or something like that. Just take this out and you can just kind of get a nice little storytelling game. Very, very cool. This is by Tim Devine. This one is also funded. It's only got about 16,000, not like these other ones are well funded, but it's got 2 weeks to go. So it is funded, but it is probably because it's not as expensive as some of these other ones. So it's only $14 to get on that. for the, I believe that is the digital copy. Well, you can get the physical and the digital copy there. And there's other ways you can get some other bundles in there that have kind of other stretch goals and other adventure packs and such like that. So different add-ons that you can get in there for more, but it's only, you can get in on this for just $20. That's kind of an easy sell there for this. A very, very cool looking game there. Adorable Inns. Check that one out. Next up, Hike. This is a car drafting racing game with huskies. So this is kind of a dog sled game, car drafting dog sled game. You have to really work on kind of their synergies of the different dogs, and you're trying to get through the race, and you have different things you'll have to get past. You have to have these different symbols on your different car, on your different dog's cards, and have them set up on to be the fastest one and the best synergy that you have and the different cars that you have and the different dogs in your sled is how you do. So you can get on this one for the base game for about $28 plus shipping, I'm sure, and stretch goals as well. And then you've got another one that's got an expansion and also some add-ons and an expansion and a base game. That'll be $42. Then, of course, they've got a nice little bundle there if you want to go in with some people to get this one. About 3 weeks to go, this one is funded as well. Next up, another, this is kind of a dudes on the map game. It's called Yucatan. You sacrifice everything to emerge victorious in this Euro conflict hybrid game from the designer of Kemet. So if you know what Kemet is, big old dudes on the map with special abilities and everything else, that's pretty much what this one is with Yucatan. This is about 2 weeks ago, well, well funded. This is by Matago. The very cool looking game where you can get in on this one for about $80 US. And again, you're having different fights on this map. And as you kind of capture different pieces, and then you can use them to sacrifice to the gods to get more abilities, or you can hold on to them for a little while longer to sacrifice a little bit more later. So a lot of really other cool things, a lot of different other creatures that you can summon throughout the game to make your armies a little better. But if you like that whole, dudes on the map or kind of just chaos on a map, go for it. Again, it's only $80 to get in on it. And if you like Kemet and those type of games, definitely check this one out as well. Two more left here. Colab. This is a relaunch. This is my Mad Science competitive dice worker placement tableau engine building game for 1 to 4 players. It's got every buzzword that I love right there between dice worker placement and tableau and engine building game. This one looks very, very cool. You're kind of you're going into the lab. You're sending out your pieces to try and get some resources, and then you're building a little bit of tableau. And depending on where you put your cards in your tableau, your grid does decide how your abilities and get enhanced and such as you're playing them. But you also have these dice as workers as you're sending them out. And then you're also doing, with your other scientists, you're also doing some other abilities out there. So very, very cool looking game here. This one is about $45 to get the retail edition. And then there is $60 deluxe edition, which also, and then both of them have stretch goals there. The deluxe edition, not quite sure what's in that one, but yeah, it says, more miniatures and all the deluxe stretch goals in the box. I'm guessing, the retail version just has kind of minis, I'm sorry, standees, whereas the deluxe edition has more of the minis. So get in on that one. It'll be $60 for that, where it's valued at $80, and probably this is not going to be available through typical or ongoing distribution, for the game, as far as the deluxe version, whereas the regular version, which with the standees, will be the one that will be in retail. So if you really want the deluxe version, get in on that, on this one. This one is, again, well-funded and has about 3 weeks to go. And finally, I'm not going to say a whole lot about this because you'll see it everywhere by tomorrow, because it's only been out for about 3 hours and it is over $3 million. Of course, this is Marvel Zombies, a Zombicide game. This is by Simon or Come On. If you know Zombicide, it's not much different. It's got basically just Marvel on there. So you've got Marvel Zombies and Marvel Zombies, the X-Men Resistance. So, you know, CMON has been up and down with these. Their fulfillment is interesting when it comes to Kickstarter. You better check all your spam filters and every other thing, because their window for putting in a pledge manager is not very long. And if you miss out on that, you are screwed, and they are not very good at their customer relations with this. I'm only speaking the truth. I haven't got screwed, but I've seen all sorts of people online. So this is kind of I almost want to put this out as a cautionary tale, because I'm sure this game is going to be great, but I do know that their track record in at least the last year or two has not been great with some of these fulfillment issues that people have been having. So it does look great. I mean, the Galactus pledge with the big old Galactus statue. I mean, it's $400. I mean, if you've got the cash and you want all this stuff, go for it. I know Brian Nibbitt's probably going to be broke after going through all this one, but there's the Galactus pledge, which has all the different boxes. There's kind of a cheaper one where it's the Resistant pledge for $240. And then I believe probably the smallest pledge they have is $130 just for the Undead pledge, where you get the Marvel Zombies core box. You don't even get the X-Men one, where you got to go up to $240 or more. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of people already in on this. Again, over $3 million. That's insane. But God bless you if you want to play. I'd love to play this one, but I ain't. That's a little rich for my blood. Anyway, but check that one out as well. Check out all those games. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more great content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, my podcast, where I do my buddy Chris as well. We talk about like geek-centric stuff and, of course, a lot of board games, card games, and a lot of movies and TV and everything else we want to talk about. As always, I'm Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in about 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.